Greetings again today, brothers and sisters. It's your New Year Launching Pad Daily Devotional, brought to you by Pastor Bob in the broadcasting studios of the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. The heart of Arthur, Illinois. Amen. Well, it's January 29th. Wow, where'd that month go? I mean, we waited so long for 2021, and now we've lost a month already, basically. Whew. Well, January 29th means it's the 19th edition of New Year Launching Pad, and we are using Michael Casey's Balaam's Donkey devotional to select our daily devotionals. And we want to be sure we are preparing ourselves in a proper spiritual posture to receive the word today, because I'm sure that within this devotion, God has something very unique and specific to you that He wants you to hear or that He wants to say to you. And speaking of God talking to you, that's kind of what this devotion's about. How God speaks to you through different parts of our daily life, including Scripture and Jesus, but in other ways too. And in that sense, God can sometimes be like a tiger, which leads into today's devotional title, Tigers. Amen? But to be in that posture, we have brought the monks in, and they're chanting the divine Gregorian chant. We've lit the pink sand candle, which is becoming just about the most peaceful candle that I've seen in a while. Very pleasant and gentle. And listen to this. Do you recognize that flavor? Try it again. That, friends, is the kava. The good old kava with a splash of milk. Taking it like the queen. All right. Which means we must be ready. So let's hear the devotion. Tigers. And here's what Michael Casey says. I have read that tigers, when hunting their prey, emit two kinds of sound. Audible to all is their growling, which is a celebration of the meal they are about to enjoy. But that growling is merely window dressing. The other sound has a crucial role in the process of catching their prey. At about 20 kilohertz, it cannot be heard, and yet it performs the function of paralyzing and petrifying their targets so that they cannot move. It's like a rabbit marooned in the headlights. And so dinner is served. The Word of God is like a tiger. It operates on two levels. On the first is its patent content. It's the narrative of the life of Jesus, or the exhortations of St. Paul, the prophetic oracles of Jeremiah. These may ring a bell in our hearts and cause an echo that helps us to sort things out in our life. But God's Word operates at another level as well. At this level, there is no overt content to stimulate our mind. It's subliminal. The significance at this level is not the content of the communication between us and God, but the fact that we are in communication. Our opening the Bible is an act of opening ourselves to God. And before we have read a single word, the relationship has been re-actualized. Our heartfelt reading of or listening to God's Word demonstrates that we are on speaking terms with God. Notwithstanding the many breaches in the relationship and the ongoing threats, we are still able to stand before the Lord and open our hearts open our hearts and our lives to comfort and challenge. Again, notwithstanding the many breaches in the relationship and the ongoing threats, we are still able to stand before the Lord and open our hearts and lives to comfort and challenge. In the phrase wrongly attributed to Winston Churchill, "Jaw jaw is better than war war," even though we may be in a state of covert rebellion against God, the fact that we have enough confidence in divine mercy to come before God in a spirit of listening attention means that the door to repentance and full reconciliation has not yet been slammed in our face. Marshall McLuhan's maxim, "The medium is the message," is relevant here. By giving our attention to the ongoing conversation between ourselves and God, we are allowing God fuller access to our lives. Who knows what the outcome will be? Do not be mournful. Do not weep. The joy of the Lord is your stronghold. This day, the word is being fulfilled, even as you listen. Amen. One of the key points here is just about the listening, the quiet, the stillness, so that when you open the Bible, not necessarily reading it, but just opening it, is an act of faith, and it opens your relationship with God. And that's a really good time to just stop and listen, and to bask in the glory of that relationship and be in the presence of God. Don't feel a need to rush forward and start reading or start praying out loud to God and telling Him all your concerns and prayers. Just sit quietly for a moment and let God have that time. I'm sure God has some pretty important things to say to you that might just be worth a listen. Let us pray. Loving Father, You speak to us at different times and by different means. Help us to listen more carefully to Your words, for Your words are our guide to eternal life. Give us boldness in responding to Your call and in expressing our needs to You in hope and confidence. We ask all this through Christ our Lord and Christ our King. Amen.